Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
Marigolds are popular favorites of gardeners, and Ruth in Normal needs some advice regarding hers. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences, his name is Patrick Murphy. Ahoy there, Murph.
Good day, Laura.
Thanks so much for joining us. This week on Grow, we've got a great question that was submitted at WGLT.org/grow from Ruth in Normal, Illinois. Now, she's having trouble with her marigolds. She says, although she's amended the soil and has had a lot of growing success in her yard, she still has trouble with her bedding plants. She works in topsoil or potting soil to the area as she puts in the annuals, and that helps. But her marigolds still die after going into the garden. The marigolds in pots do better, and one or two marigolds in the soil do okay. Not well, just okay. Mm-hmm. She wants to know if there's something she needs to know about marigolds. She's had some luck with them in the past, seeding them in, but in the past few years, even that hasn't worked. So she's looking for some suggestions here.
Well, Ruth, thanks for the question. And I'd like to shine some light on some stuff that kind of picked out of your question. And when it comes to the marigolds, they love heat and sunshine. Heat and sunshine.
They should be pretty happy right now.
Right, that's right. And there are a handful of exceptions to that in the marigold group, because there's some white and cream-colored marigolds that are often sought out that perform well with a couple hours of shade. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, the marigold is a really reliable full-sun annual. And they're also tolerant of poor soils, to the extent that if you have overly amended soil, you could get vegetative growth with lack of flowers. So in Ruth's question, she mentioned that she's putting in the topsoil, you know, amending the topsoil in mm-hmm. her bedding areas. That's a great function and a great thing to do in your garden, but the marigolds, they may not appreciate it as much as some of the other plants in the garden.
What's going on there?
Yeah, well, that's just because they like the blander soil. They'll do better, and that is something to do with why you see them where you see them.
Huh.
So I thought about that in the context of places that I go to regularly, Champaign, Illinois, Peoria, Illinois, and it's been a while, but now I got myself going back up to Chicago from time to time. And all those places, there are plenty of examples of urban condition or curbside plantings that are buffeted with marigolds because they can handle the reflective heat. They're very tolerant of those poor soils that are on the margins of those cosmopolitan planting areas, if you will, because salt collects there from mitigation of snow and ice on the pavement in the winter.
Yeah.
So, you know, very rarely are they ripping all the soil out and putting new in. So the marigold is a perfect plant for that, a job that has kind of bland soils.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to know that they need lots of sun. And you also need to know that they prefer, for the full-size marigold, they need 8 to 12 inches of spacing.
Wait, between the plants?
Between the plants.
Oh, so, and how big do they get? So, well, I mean, if even when they get to full growth, they need those inches between them.
That's right. Uh-huh. And they can touch a little bit, you know, but you want them to do that on their growth range size. You don't want them to do that right away.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe that was some problem that Ruth is running into because she mentioned she's plants with seeds.
Yeah.
So there's two things related to the seeds. One is the spacing. So marigold seeds are easy and reliable as far as collecting and re-sowing them for more marigolds in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't thin them out properly, you'll get the very leggy marigold that may not be able to stand up on its own because it's avoiding the shade of its other friends.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, growing wonderful marigolds, and they like a lot of sun, and they like a lot of bland dirt.
They can tolerate the bland dirt.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we were talking about the seeds, and another thing that comes into my mind when I hear somebody talk about they're planting marigold seeds is that's an easy practice, and marigolds are a great flower for that. But if you stored some of the seeds in a manner that has encouraged maybe a little bit of mold or decomposition of your seeds, you might be planting a few seeds here and there over time that mm-hmm. are not viable.
All right.
And I'm not saying that applies directly to Ruth's scenario, but for everybody that's out there saving the marigold seeds, you want some proper spacing, and you want to thin them out if you're trying to just, you know, sow them all in a little 2-inch deep trench and then pick the winners after they start sprouting.
Well, Murph, I'm curious, why do you think Ruth has marigolds in pots that seem to be doing better? Is there something, some magic about the pots that would help that?
The magic about the pots is that the location of the pot can change. But once you put a plant in the ground, it's stuck where it's planted in the ground. So there may be a different set of environmental or cultural factors for the pots.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're growing the pots right where they're planted on the ground and you're getting a difference in results or difference in success, that leads me to another thing I would encourage Ruth to do, and this is get your soil tested, because it sounds to me like something's not right.
All right.
Because normally, like you say, you can plant the marigolds and reliably get them to grow and produce flowers in poor soils as long as you've got adequate sunlight. And here's another thing. They don't need the constant watering like some of the other annuals in the garden are more sensitive to watering. Or lots of watering.
Yeah.
The marigold will tolerate drying out in between waterings and need some supplemental watering during periods of high heat and humidity like we're experiencing here at Illinois State University now.
Mm-hmm.
This is when you'd be watering them. And the exception to that is when the annuals are new. Okay, so when they're brand new, they're going to need a little extra water. And another thing about the marigolds is they don't necessarily need the deadheading. But deadheading them keeps them looking nice and keeps the plant producing flowers. And if you've planted these marigolds in a situation where there is a very hot soil, which means it's highly productive and has lots of nitrogen, you can get marigolds that grow lots of leaves and stems but very few flowers. And we love the marigold for the flower.
Exactly.
And when it comes to pests and diseases, marigolds are, again, another great choice because they're not susceptible to a lot of those pests. There are natural properties of marigold that we can detect with our nose that the bugs don't like them.
They are kind of...
they have distinctive...
Yeah, distinctive. Shall we put it that way?
Yeah, yeah. And then mildew is a possibility, but that's only a possibility with the marigolds that are planted in too much shade,
mm-hmm.
and there's too much water.
All right.
So... Ruth, consider getting a soil test conducted on your planting beds. It's inexpensive, and it'll give you the keys to the test for years to come. And once you get a record started of your soil tests and everything, that's something you can either add to the list or strike off of it, because that sounds like one possible problem that you're having there.
Hey, Murph, do you have a favorite variety of marigold?
Well, I wouldn't say that I have a favorite variety of marigold, but I would say the orange that mm-hmm. the marigold flower offers
that really,
is hard
really,
to
that
find.
That neon. It's hard to find?
I'm just saying there's not a lot of other annuals that have that wonderful orange
yeah.
presentation that's so reliable.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're edible, too. So if you're really yeah. hungry,
But you got to make sure that they haven't been sprayed with anything
right.
if you're going to consume them.
That's true. That's very true. But I think the marigolds are a wonderful addition to ring a vegetable garden and stuff like that, because they do have some natural defense mechanisms for pests and things like that.
Actually, if a marigold were a person, I would love to be pals with a marigold.
And why is that?
They're not very demanding. They're very helpful, you know, and they stink a little bit. But hey, you know what? We all do in our own
that's,
way.
That's good advice. We want to have friends that are easy to have, and we want to be a friend that's easy to have.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, great advice. And Ruth, good luck with your marigolds. Next week, Anna Normal has a question. She needs help dealing with earwigs. If you've got a gardening question or problem you'd like Murph to tackle, go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form, and send it along to us, and it's possible that Murph will pick your question, like Ruth's, to answer on the air. Just submit those questions at wglt.org/grow.